All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Good morning, Vietnam. Nope, wrong movie, wrong show. How's everyone doing? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, February 21st. We are glad you were here. We are happy you were here. We are happy that we get to talk wrestling for a little while. But as I start every show, Maggie, how you doing?
Yeah, hi. Men suck. So let's talk about wrestling, okay?
Okie dokie, artichokey.
No, you know what? Okay.
What? Yeah, okay. What
please,
I do?
No, you're clear.
I know in general.
Yeah, I know. You're wonderful, okay? So we have a lot of guys that are fans of Coexisting, correct? Yeah. So, guys, hi. I'm going to need you to send, you know, chats, super chats, humper chats, whatever. I don't give a crap. I'm gonna, you know, keep it PG for the first 5 minutes. I don't give a crap. I'm just, you know, tell us, why in the world do men feel the need to lie? Okay, just tell me. Just give me. What is it? Is it inbred in your body? Is it passed down through generations of stupidity and audacity? Okay, just what is it? What? Just what? There is zero reason for you to lie, and yet you do. Just give it. What? What is it? Why? Why? Let's start with you, Rob. How are you going to defend the male population of the earth? Tell me.
I'm not going to defend. What is it? We're pigs.
Yeah, that you do. You are pigs.
Oh, I don't need to. I know this already. That's So let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Give it to me.
You know, like I've always heard that women like bad boys.
No.
That I'm the nice guy, so like I'm too nice. That's my problem. I've heard. I'm too nice. So I've always heard that. So that's my thing. I'm too nice of a guy. I think that's fucking ridiculous. So I'm going to drop. I'm not going to be PG. I think that's stupid when I hear that. Like, girls want a bad boy. Well, like what? You want a bad boy?
It's not. It is not. We're living in a generation where adorable, fuzzy, huggable men are the thing. Pedro Pascal, for instance. Yeah.
I'm not going to let people push me around type stuff, like, but I'm not, like,
like, not a doormat. No. Yeah. Like, there's a huge-ass difference.
Yeah.
Like, nice boys always finish last is the stupidest thing that motherfuckers want to say when girls say no to them.
Yeah. Like, no. Like, a bad boy thing. Like, I always look at it like somebody, like, that's, like, macho, like, trying to boogie, or, like, bully on somebody, or like type shit. Like, I don't do that. I don't like. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I haven't done that. Never have. Never plan to. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's yeah. But in general, as far as why men lie, I could not tell you. I don't know.
Just for the sake of, you know, the, you know, people that will not get, you know, why I'm, you know, so upset, and for the purpose of, you know, not sounding like a man hater, I know women do it too. Okay, I know, but this isn't what we're talking about right now. It's not about women right now, okay? It's about men. Pigs. It's about you guys.
Yeah. And clown, like you said, in clowns, right? Everyone lies, but, you know.
Yes, but this isn't what I'm talking about right now. This isn't about, you know.
This is true, too.
I know, like, everybody lies. Everybody lies. Everyone that's seen an episode of House MD knows that everyone lies. But this isn't the case here. I'm just really upset. Really, really fucking upset. So, hi, guys. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining our show. Thank you for spending your Fridays with us, you know, live and afterwards on demand, whatever day you want to watch, you know, the show. Thank you for tuning in. Please,
let's just be clear to all the listeners. It's nothing I did, which I think
it's never anything you did because okay. Rob, well, you are wonderful. Like,
no, notice how I said I think, good, but
okay, yes, so. No, it's fine, Rob. You're clear. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you for interrupting my very, very important intro. There yes, that's how it is. You now.
I'm back. Yeah.
Yes, you're back. Please leave a like on the video. Thank you guys so much. This is the easiest way in which you can support us, the cheapest way because it's free also. Please leave a like on the video, like, share, subscribe to Fightful Overbook, subscribe to Fightful Select, easiest $6 you're ever going to spend in a business. A lot of Q&As, a lot of scoops, a lot of contracts news, a lot of interviews as well. Please, if you're watching on demand, leave a comment. After the video is done on YouTube, please leave a comment there. You leaving us a like and you leaving us a comment below helps a lot with the algorithm because the algorithm hates us because we have videos each and every day. And that is why YouTube sucks that way. Of course, you can always support us with your wallets via Super Chat at the bottom of the YouTube live chat or a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the proceeds. Any amount will get your question, statement, or plea read live on the air. And I would like us to start our show by asking Rob, what the hell happened with hockey last night? Because I need an explanation.
Well, I appreciate that. The United States of America played the United Canada of... Yeah, no, I got it. The United States played Canada.
And of course, Canada beat you guys, right?
Yes, they did. They beat us in overtime, 3-2. Connor McDavid of your Edmonton Oilers, actually Jimmy Vann's Edmonton Oilers, scored the game-winning goal.
Kiss ass.
Mr. Vann, thank you. Yes, absolutely. Because he's the one that sends the checks. But anyways, yeah, they won 3-2, and it was a very good game. And the thing is, I rooted for my country. They didn't win, but my second favorite country won, so it's okay. It's where Bret Hart lives, so that's why it's my second favorite country. Wherever Bret Hart is, that's my favorite. That's my second favorite country. So if he's in Kuwait, then Kuwait's my second.
So Clown country. Said that they totally forgot about the game and watched Cobra Kai instead. I feel like this is a win.
If you're not a big hockey fan, sure. But I mean, it's
Cobra Kai.
So Maggie, I'll say, like, basically, you said the football team in Bulgaria is not that good, right? The one that
they suck.
Okay, so let's say they were really good. Mm-hmm. Who's a team that, like, who's somebody that they play regularly? That who's their rival?
We don't have a rival.
Okay,
because we're that bad.
Okay, if they were, okay, who's the best team that they play against?
Everyone else.
Okay, just name one.
Okay, yeah. I don't know, France.
Just okay, for the France. Sake
of me saying France.
Okay, France. So let's say they're both just the best in the world.
Okay.
That's what it came down to last night.
Oh, wait. You think that you're good in hockey.
But the thing is there's a little, like, caveat. There were a couple of countries that are really good that were not there. Russia wasn't involved. Russia has an outstanding hockey players. Outstanding. There were only four nations involved. So it's one of those things where there needed to be more teams, but it is what it is. It was a good thing. It was a good game. Next year, we get to do it again with more teams. They're going to be the Winter Olympics. So I'm looking forward to... I know they don't even have hockey in Bulgaria, but it is one of those things where... I know. I saw Ryan's in the chat, so I had to throw that out there. But, yeah. So, like, in U.S. beat Canada last year, it's just... They made it a bigger deal this year because of, I think... without getting into the political thing, I think because of what's going on here in the States and with Canada, it was a bigger deal because of tariffs. That's all I'll say about that.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a big deal to a lot of people. And yeah. So there you go.
Go Canada.
Me and Gene Okerlund. And we do have a super chat. So Rob from Ryan Sullivan. So Rob, that hockey game was wild. Points to the hat. Thank you. Yeah, it
thank
was.
You,
it was,
Ryan. Thank you, it was. Ryan.
And thank you for the super chat. But yeah, let's talk wrestling. I know people want to talk wrestling. That's why they're here. So, and we appreciate that.
Yes. So, Grand Slam.
Well, let's start with the thing that a lot of people want to. Probably...
Oh yeah, you know the other thing. Okay, so yeah.
Well, tonight. The final boss returns to SmackDown, and it came out last night in a press release that The Rock will be in New Orleans, whatever you want to call it, Louisiana tonight.
How do you call it?
I call it New Orleans, but some people call it New Orleans. Some people call it the Bayou City, and some people call it
Bayou.
Yeah, the Bayou City or something. I don't know if it's the I don't know. It's who cares? I don't know. It's a cool city. It really is. But anyways, New Orleans, whatever. But yeah, the rumor is that he's there to announce that next year is where WrestleMania 43 will be, I believe. I think that's what it is. But that's the rumor. That is why he's going to be there. But you never know. You never know. But, So the one thing it does is it changes everything that they had planned for SmackDown. Because when The Rock's there, everything gets pretty much thrown out the window. People's matches get cut. Segments get cut. Because The Rock goes over in time. Because, well.
Because he's The Rock.
The final boss and he's The Rock. So, yeah. That happens.
So, first of all, the final Ross comes back to the Friday night SmackDown post-show tonight. Sean will be on the post-show. That was me being a kiss-ass, okay? I'm sorry. I almost never do that. I almost never do that. Sean can suck it. Okay.
Well, technically, you know, the person that made that was this guy, so...
Yeah,
he asked me last night to make it. So, yep, the final Ross returns tomorrow, which is now today, to the SmackDown post show. He'll be on there tonight. So, if you want to talk to Jonathan, you can be there or B Square, whatever.
Sean Boss Sapp.
Sean the Boss Sapp. Sean the Ross Sapp.
Yes.
But and Jeremy Lambert, I believe, had a lot of. Taramana today?
Yes, I was able to tune in for quite I was working and I saw that they were live and I was there for like a minute and Jeremy took like six sips of the tequila and I was like, okay, I gotta go away.
Mana, the final boss. And here we go. This is how good... God damn, that's good shit.
I'm gonna drink. Oh, God. Water. Mm. God damn, it's good shit.
Yeah, but that's nice a one. Big fat ass.
Yeah, true.
I'm sorry. The Rock is just the best. I'm sorry. It's so funny because, like, you know, the whole persona of The Rock started off as him being a total asshole. And then people just fell in love with the guy because he's so entertaining. What do you think are the chances of The Rock being there to say that he's going to have a match at WrestleMania?
I think it's very slim.
Okay.
I do. I think he's there for... I think he's there for the Mania thing. But you never know. You know, that's the thing. Shit changes all the time, and maybe he has time to do it. I don't know. Man, I just don't know. I think, like I said, my thought process is he's there for the WrestleMania thing. That's my thought process. Does that mean it's happening that way? No.
Listen, if he's going to be there to be, if he's going to be there just for the sake of being there and spew a bunch of crap just like he did at NXT, no.
Ophelia says he did say he was coming to make someone's life hell or something. If he said that, like, I didn't see any of the social media posts, so I mean, I don't know. I didn't catch that, but I'm not saying you're wrong. I just didn't see it. So, Corey Michael sends us a super chat. He says Rock versus Cena versus Punk versus Reigns versus Rollins versus Rhodes at WrestleMania 42, a Samoan Tongan in each corner.
Yeah. Okay. I saw you mentioning this on Blue Sky, Corey. No. You guys know me. I adore 99.9 things that come out of Corey's mouth and come out of his mind and brain and everything. This ain't one of it. No. Kylie's gonna hate me for this, but could you remove our names? Like, I don't know if you guys are tuning into Wrestling Made Me Cry, but you absolutely need to. And at the beginning of every episode, almost every time the episode starts with, well, we all love Rob and Maggie, but they have to start, you know, removing our names. Because, like, they use the names on.
I'm going to, no, next, I know what I'm going to do. And you just gave me an idea.
We adore Auntie and Kylie here. We absolutely do, but, like, because, like, the way that they present their show, they absolutely need their names here. But, like, and probably I don't know if In the Weeds is on at Saturdays and Sundays, but, like, on Overbooked, we're the last show before them. And so StreamYard, you know, saves this, you know, the removing of the names, like, it saves this format. And when they go and Kylie needs to, you know, search for the names and everything. Yeah. Oh, so you're renaming our, you know, stuff.
They want to go to war. They don't want to. This is just me messing around. So,
okay.
We're going to have a little fun.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yes. So The Rock, I have no idea whose life he wants to turn into hell. At this point, I have no idea. Like, the only thing that's in my head about The Rock. Okay, thank you, Rob.
Wahahaha. I think I spelled maniacal right, if I didn't.
Corey's in the chat. He's going to tell us I always learn new stuff about the English language with Corey. Yeah, so The Rock. I just want to know what he gave Cody after WrestleMania.
I'm smarter than I think I am.
Smarter than the average Rob?
Yeah. hey, boo-boo. Hey, boo-boo.
Yes.
See, I already messed it up. Damn it.
Yes. Yeah, I want to know what the Rock gave to Cody, and when exactly did Cody break his heart initially? Because he said, "Don't you ever break my heart again." I want to know. These are the answers I want. Yeah. And if the Rock is returning to say anything different than the answers to those questions, that we don't want none. We love you, AJ Styles, but we don't want none. Yes. Ricardo sent us a super chat.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yes, thank you, sir. Hi, lovelies. I was at DYN. Oh, Dynamite. Thank you. The ring looked okay. Sorry. I'm a little slow. I don't know if you guys noticed it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want us to talk about this thing? Because
yeah, we will. We will get there. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get there. Okay. Like, yes. Thank you.
I've always Ricardo understood that size doesn't matter, chat. But we'll get there.
It really does.
I know.
Or maybe it doesn't. I don't remember.
Yeah, well. It's bad for both of us. Anyways, we're worried. Anyways, yeah, The Rock. Don't know what he'll say tonight, but it always makes good for good TV. We do know that.
Absolutely. Of course, The Rock will get more viewers. He will get more clicks. He will get more social media buzz. Of course, you'd be stupid not to use The Rock if he's available. So I absolutely understand that. I just hope that he, you know, gets to talk about something of value and something that furthers the storyline or at least begins one. Just so there's a reason for him to be there and not just, you know, his, you know, pretty face.
Well, so just so people know, we won't talk about it long at all because it is ridiculous. I know. So just don't worry about it. We won't talk about it long at all. So, but Maggie, I know you didn't, I assume, because we haven't talked, but I assume you did not get to watch in TNA last night.
I did not, but Elias was there, right? Correct? Yes.
Yeah, Elijah was there. He showed up. The Colognes, Primo and Epico, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, they were there. They showed up, so they're with TNA. And then Oba showed up. Oba Femi showed up and shocked the system. No pun intended. Yeah, pun intended. Anyways, so he helped save the Hardys in a way. And you also had Cora Jade attack Masha Slamovich, and they will be having a match at Sacrifice, which spells disaster for one of them. So somebody has a 33 and a third chance. Which one? I don't know. But, yeah.
Well, it's not a triple threat, so no.
No, well, my math tells me that somebody's...
Oh, yeah, so and a third Steiner chance, math, so, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so you got that going on. So it was a pretty good show. It was a live show at Full Sail University. So it's good to see wrestling on Full Sail again. And it was a good show. So it was kind of like good things can happen in that building again. And it was good to see. I was happy for it. Happy to see. But I definitely recommend going back and watching it if you can, because it was a fun episode, I thought. And yeah, that was pretty much all I wanted to bring up, because the one thing I was going to ask is, I think we're headed towards I think we were always headed towards it, but I think we're heading toward a NXT versus TNA pay-per-view or Premium
Worlds
Live,
Collide.
One of the two. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm really hoping for that.
Because I really miss the Worlds Collide pay-per-views between NXT UK and, you know, the United States version of NXT. I really miss those. I feel like it's a slam dunk for them to call this pay-per-view Worlds Collide. I will never understand why they just don't call their... Bring back the takeovers. Uh-huh. Okay, just bring back the takeovers. What was wrong with that name? I do not understand. I really don't understand. Stand and deliver. Stand and deliver what? What are you standing and delivering?
Eric says, for any metal fans,
Yes, I know that the Killswitch Engage released a new album yesterday or today. I don't know what day it is anymore. I'm gonna give it a listen tomorrow during the day because I could not for the life of me today. I was dealing with a bunch of stuff. Yes, thank you, Eric. They did release a new album. So while we're on this subject, might as well mention a bunch of stuff about NXT Vengeance Day before we actually talk about Grand Slam.
NXT Vengeance Day?
Yes. What did I say?
I don't know. I just wanted to make sure you said Vengeance Day. I wasn't sure.
Oh, yes, Vengeance Day. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah, so I was shocked that Eddie Thorpe pinned Trick Williams.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
Shocked. Like, I know that it happened. It was a strap match, okay? So there was a low blow with the strap, and then, you know, Eddie Thorpe pinned Trick Williams. I was shocked because I'm just gonna go ahead and assume that that they're saving Trick Williams versus Obafemi for NXT Stand and Deliver during WrestleMania weekend. But Trick Williams getting pinned by Eddie Thorpe kind of makes me wonder if this is really the case.
Yeah.
And this was also the case during Grand Slam, but we're going to talk about it later. So this is kind of weird. So were you as shocked as me?
I was very shocked by this. Yeah. This was probably, like, if I was to bet on this match, this was my favorite. Like, this was the one I would have, like, put money on. Like, this was, like, my guaranteed match. That's what I would have said. I wouldn't have thought in a million years that Trick would have lost this match. That's just how I felt.
Yeah. It was, I hope that they utilize on that because I like the fact that they gave Eddie Thorpe another win on this week's NXT when he beat Andre Chase. Because I will always allow this if there's a point to be made in pushing Eddie Thorpe. I like Eddie Thorpe as a wrestler. And if he's just going to lose a bunch of matches afterwards, then this win would have, it won't matter. And I feel like they should be, you know, they should be pushing Trick Williams to be, you know, a legitimate threat against Obafemi. For now, I think that no one is a threat for Obafemi. Of course, you know, besides four guys that actually attacked Obafemi.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you know, the tag division after their matches on NXT Vengeance Day. So, you know, I know one of the people that is in that four dudes PC, you know, the Linux. He's a, you know, he was a friend that was Carmen's friend backstage who he was trying to tell her that Ashanti liked her and everything.
Yeah.
And he was that weird backstage friend that this was the only thing that mattered to him. You know, the last time that we saw him, he disappeared into, you know, the background. And yeah, you know that there was a point to be made during that, you know, segment. It was weeks ago. So I don't know who the other people are in that group, but there's four of them, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, okay.
Is there four or five?
I don't know. I saw four. I don't know. The people in the chat can, you know, tell us if we're wrong or not. So surely I'm not the only one who's getting major Shield vibes here, right? Like, I'm not the only one, right?
I kind of felt that too. Like, I that's what it felt like.
Sure. I'm going to give it time. I hope that they're not piggybacking off of this. Because, like, give me something new. I understand that the shield was probably the best thing that they had in recent memory. The shield will always be the coolest thing. Always. Always. So, yeah. Then we had Roxanne versus Bailey versus Julia. You know, the weird thing was that Cora wasn't the one. Cora was also a part of this match. I'm sorry. Cora wasn't the one to get pinned.
Yeah.
It was Roxanne. And I did not see this coming because I was here on this show, on this very show, our show, Rob. And I was like, Cora's in this match to get the pin, right? And you agreed. And the same thing happened with me in SP3 last week. We all were sure that Cora was a part of this match just to get pinned. But when you think about it, it makes sense because Roxanne is going to the main roster. And Cora Jade is leaving there to represent NXT on TNA. So, of course, she's not going to get pinned. It makes sense now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So, Julia pinned Roxanne. And at the end of the show, we had a stare-off between her, Stephanie Vaquer, who is the new North American champion. She beat Fallon Henley in a wonderful match, by the way. Fallon Henley deserves her flowers. And when she's in the ring with a ring general, she can thrive off of this. So hats off to Fallon Henley. I feel like she had an underwhelming title reign. But hopefully Stephanie carries that North American championship into new heights, because I don't think that it's a weird thing when a new championship gets presented, and the best way in which you can build that championship is to mainly put it on a heel character.
Yeah.
Initially. And this is why it didn't work, because they put it on Kehlani, which was a major ass babyface at the beginning. And then they put it on Fallon Henley, which she's supposed to be a heel, but like it didn't work. So hopefully it works now. So we finished off the show with a stare off between Julia, Stephanie, and Jordynne Grace. Yes, yeah. Please. Yes, we have Jordynne Grace on the show, and that is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, it was good. Good. I loved it. I really did.
Yes. So what also happened on this very day was AEW Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Yes, Rob, this was for the sickos. That show was for the sickos. I am absolutely sure. So, let's talk about the ring. Let me tell you a story, guys. We are not going to actually talk about the ring. But let me tell you how I found out about the ring, because I haven't been as online as I used to be. And here's what this means. So Grand Slam was on Saturday. I watched it on Sunday. Correct?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So it's Friday today. And on my way home, I finally found time to listen to The Hump. One of my favorite shows on Fightful. It has Sean Ross Sapp and Jimmy Van.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's make a point out of never missing this show, because I adore everything that Jimmy Van, like all of his points of view and like his stance on the professional side of of business and wrestling, and it's just absolutely fascinating to me because I have no idea how things work, and he, you know, clears the air. So it's Friday, and today I decided to listen to The Hump on my way home. And this is how I found out about the discourse about the ring.
Yeah.
Oh, six days later, I just found out about the ring today.
Yeah.
So this is what means when you're not online. You get to enjoy wrestling when you're not online. Oh.
Yeah, it's
and
amazing,
I actually forgot about it because I didn't always use Twitter. I started using Twitter during the pandemic. And all of a sudden, I realized that people are always bitching about stuff. And I become a part of it. And then all of a sudden, I stopped being as online as I used to be. And I'm like, people are bitching about a ring? Seriously? Yeah. And it's so weird. It's so weird. And I found out that they were legitimately upset about it. I mean,
some were.
Yeah, some of them were. And by legitimately, I meant they're pretending to be upset for the sake of being upset. So this is where we are at this point. And it's sad, really. If you're upset about a ring size that is different than the ring that you bought for your fiance, go get some bitches. Shout out to Cam.
And if you want to, you got to put a ring on it.
Yes, it's not an 18 by 18 ring because apparently that's too small. So it was 18 by 18.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
So this is these are my thoughts about the ring. What do you think? Just what the hell?
Oh, I'm done with the product now. I will not watch it again because of that ring. I am
How
done.
Dare
it is,
you?
It is over. I will only watch wrestling in 20 by 20 foot rings.
Professional.
Yeah, it's over. I'm done. I could not watch it anymore. Like, I tried watching that first match, and once I noticed it, like, about 2 minutes in, I was like, this is just pitiful. I turned it off, and I went and I started watching Army Wives on Lifetime. And no, I'm kidding. I didn't even pay attention to it. I didn't even notice it because I didn't care. I loved the first match, the tag team match. Amazing. I did not care one bit of the ring size. I did not. I loved the show. I enjoyed the show. It was a good show.
The show was amazing.
That tag match was just awesome. It was so good.
Do you remember what I told you after the match?
Yeah, keep your pants on.
Yeah, I said that I got pregnant.
Yeah.
And then I got pregnant again after AJ Styles caught Braun Breaker's shirt on Raw, and I was like, okay, again.
Yeah, watching wrestling got you pregnant. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is the only way.
Yeah, it's amazing what TV can do these days.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So Ospreay and Omega. Good God, man. You cannot possibly have a bad match when the ingredients are the four of these people.
Yeah.
No, zero chances. So they used an awesome finisher. I don't know if they named it somehow, but like one hidden angel is the best way you can call that move. So basically, Kenny Omega got Kyle Fletcher on his shoulders for the one winning angel, but he did it in the corner just so Will Ospreay could climb on the top rope on the corner and just deliver a hidden blade, and then Kenny Omega turning into a one winning angel. It is the simplest stuff makes for the awesomest finishers. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. And what we got out of this was that after the match, we learned that Kenny Omega will be facing Takeshita for that international title. And Ospreay will face Kyle Fletcher in the steel cage. And both these matches will take place at Revolution. And Revolution is already my favorite pay-per-view. So like that. We're also going to get Mercedes Moné versus
Momo Watanabe.
So yep. that's already an awesome match card. So what I suppose what is going to happen here is, of course, Kenny Omega will beat Takeshita for that international championship. And Kenny Omega will face Kazuchika Okada at All In for them to unite those two championships, you know, the Continental title and the International Championship.
Yeah,
I suppose that a unification is coming. What do you think?
Yeah, my only issue with this, and I find it just very weird how Takeshita has to beat Orange Cassidy to go face Kenny Omega when he's the champion. I find that just fascinating. I find it very odd.
Why? They're just having one match before Kenny Omega faces, you know, that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying from the standpoint of making it make sense. Like, Kenny Omega, like, that's all. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of you're making the champion, like, go to Kenny Omega, like, to then go to, okay. Like,
I
just
find
it, they made it look like a tournament. And then to make it look like a tournament, you're having the champion. It's in my opinion, that part should just be vice versa. You know, that's all. That's all I'm saying. Is it nitpicking there? Yeah, to an extent. I just find it weird. Am I mad that I get to watch Takeshita versus Orange Cassidy? No, because guess what? I'm happy with it. Would I have been happy with Kenny Omega versus Orange Cassidy? Yeah, because guess what? I get to watch Kenny Omega and Orange Cassidy. I like watching Orange Cassidy wrestle whoever, because I like Orange Cassidy. I'm the same way with Takeshita, Kenny Omega, Roddy Strong, whoever. I like a lot of AEW wrestlers. So I'm happy. Like, I get to watch a good match. I know that's what I'm going to be getting. So it's one of those things. I just find that kind of weird. But it's okay. It's not a big deal.
Well, I love that you mentioned this, because if this happened on WWE television, then we were going to talk about it and question why they're doing it. So, of course, we're going to say the same about AEW when it, you know, I understand where you're coming from. The fact that I understand that Kenny Omega is a big enough star in their eyes, and probably that's why they're doing it. But you're absolutely correct, and they need it to make sense.
Yeah.
So the way that this ended was Orange Cassidy faced Roderick Strong in this week's Dynamite at the main event. I liked how both of them went to hug Kyle O'Reilly, because they were fighting for his love. Yeah. And then Orange Cassidy went to hug Adam Cole, and he's like,
"Yeah."
When he was one of his first feuds, you know, in AEW, and that was
I love the.
Yeah, he was like, It was really good, because Adam Cole is extremely good when it comes to facial expressions. He pops me all the time. I love Adam Cole. So I like the match. Orange Cassidy won, and of course the Don Callis family came out to attack him, and Kenny Omega came out to save him, and he raised the championship towards Takeshita, because Takeshita left the championship in the ring, and then he turned around and he saw our Orange Cassidy, and I was like, it comes to a point where I feel like AEW does nothing by accident. So a lot of things can happen, but I do feel like the end result is a unification between the international and the continental title. This is the thing that makes the most sense to me.
Yeah.
And I don't think that a week will go by on this show while when we talk about All In that I don't flip you guys off. Okay.
My other problem with this is the fact that this pretty much tells me that Orange Cassidy is going to lose next week.
I hope so.
I know I get that, but it also, but as a fan, it just kind of like tells me, like, you know, I just find that kind of weird. I mean, with Kenny Omega, I mean, I guess if you went with Kenny Omega, it'd be the same too. You'd have a feeling. I just think it's just odd. I really do. And I will say this, you brought up the WWE standpoint. I think if WWE did this, I think a lot more people would be just like, what in the hell are they doing? Because it just doesn't make sense. Like, it just doesn't. And I don't know. Like, I wish there was a different way. Maybe you add somebody else into this to make Takeshita not... If I would have been the one running this, I would have made it where Takeshita was not... I would have had it where you go to Takeshita last. Takeshita's the final boss, no pun intended, but that's who you face last. That's the guy you should face last. He shouldn't be the one. Like, that's the way they should have done it in the first place.
I understand your frustration because it really makes no sense. Could have just... I don't know, man. It's just, I will never be mad at, you know, champions actually defending their titles during weekly television and not only pay-per-view. I will never say no to that. It's just weird. I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Yep.
Yes. So, Mercedes Moné and Harley Cameron. Yeah. This was a wonderful showing for Harley. Like, I knew that the moment she got that puppet out, it was going to get a huge pop, and then it did. Of course, Mercedes Moné retained her TBS championship. Again, this was a Harley Cameron showing, and I cannot wait for her to shine. And I don't know where she goes from here because, like, she wasn't on this week's Dynamite. I don't know if she's going to be on Collision.
Yeah, she'll be on Collision.
She'll be on Collision. Okay. Do you know who else is going to be on Collision?
Yeah. Gabe Kidd.
Gabe Kidd.
Yep, he'll be on there. Your guy Chris Jericho will be on there facing...
Stop saying that.
Bandito.
Stop. Say that. Gabe Kidd.
Yeah. Yep. And Gabe Kidd will be there. What else we got? There's a 6-man tag match. Man, I can't remember the matches off the top of my head, but there's a 6-man lucha.
Yeah,
match.
It's gonna be a pre-tape. Collision.
Yeah, it's not live.
It's not live. So initially, I thought that Gabe Kidd was gonna be on Collision to answer Max Caster's open challenge.
Yeah.
And this would have been so cool, but it didn't end up being the thing. I have no idea who answers Max Caster's challenge. Please don't spoil. No spoilers.
I don't think he had.
Oh my god, Jesus!
I don't know.
He has an open challenge. I saw who Gabe Kidd faced on Collision. We're not gonna, you know, show spoilers on here, but I was almost sure that he was gonna answer Max Caster's challenge, and I was like, oh my god, he's gonna kill him. And then he wasn't. And I'm kind of bummed out about that. The other match that we had was Okada versus Buddy Matthews. Did they always call it the Murphy's Law on AEW?
If they have, I don't remember it.
Yeah, because
I think they have. I think they called it that before.
Okay, okay.
I do, I think, but I could be wrong. Somebody could correct us.
Yeah, so this is the first time I'm actually paying attention to commentary. This is okay. A wonderful match. Man, just give me more Buddy Matthews, man. Just this is exactly what I said before. You know, last week when we were talking about Grand Slam, because it was in Australia, please put more people from Australia on your regular match card and don't just put them on Grand Slam because they're from Australia. Like, thank you so much for showing them, but like, put them on your weekly episodes too. Just please. Yes. And then Toni Storm beat Mariah May with her small package.
Yeah. That was a pretty good match, and it was good to see that reaction that Toni got. So
absolutely. I enjoyed the pop that Luther got because Luther's back. So during this week's Dynamite, Toni Storm did say she called Mariah May a sick bitch, but she was proud of her. But she beat her with my small package. Incredibly good. She called out all the women of wrestling. She said that she wasn't hard to find. If any of them wanted to challenge her, I'm happy for Toni Storm. I feel like everyone saw this coming. But a wonderful, wonderful win. And I adore the fact that both shows that we had on Saturday were main evented by women.
Yeah.
NXT Vengeance Day was main evented by the NXT Women's Championship. And the AEW Women's Championship was main eventing AEW Grand Slam. So I hope that this was the way they were going with, because we didn't know if they're going to do this the exact same thing for Vengeance Day. Women ruled that entire weekend, and I could not be happier.
Yeah. It was a good weekend.
Yes.
Very good. Yes. It was a good wrestling weekend. So, yeah. Well, you want to do a little Cooper effect action?
Yes, please.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about birds.
Let's talk about birds.
Baby, let's talk about you. Okay. So the world's oldest known bird has returned to her home island to hatch yet another chick at nearly 74 fucking years old, Robert. The bird's name is Wisdom. Yes. Wisdom, the albatross, has been spotted this month carrying her youngster on the Pacific Ocean. Like other species, Wisdom, the albatross, returns to the same nesting site each year to reunite with her mate and, if able, lay one egg. So I don't specifically, you know, care for birds if they only have to be owls or parrots. But 74 years old is extremely... Why are you smiling?
Because now I know why that's Bobby Fish's favorite bird.
Uh, When did he say that this was?
He didn't, but it just worked for me. It didn't work for the bit.
Yeah. Thank you. Should have saved that for Robert jokes. So this is extremely fat. 74 years old is this is fascinating. Supi asks, parrots. Yes, parrots. So let me pull back the curtain because I'm extremely depressed because men suck. I spend a lot of times on watching Instagram reels, and I have been I've been seeing a lot of reels about parrots being extremely silly, and I feel like I want a parrot now. So, like, I know they're adorable. So at the age of 74, giving birth, laying a fucking egg. So this means that there is still hope for Rob and I. Yes.
One day.
Probably I have a better chances of laying an egg than to, you know, finding a husband. So. What did you think of Raw?
I thought Raw was pretty good.
Really?
What it was. AJ wrestled and he won. So
yes,
I think that's why
yes,
I liked it
did.
So much. I'm not used to getting to see him win. But before I forget, I want to answer this super chat. Because Eric, thank you for the super chat. He says, on the topic of music, favorite theme for any pay-per-view? Man, I'll say this. It's one of the weirdest answers that you'll probably hear, but I can't even remember what WrestleMania it was. It was before The Weeknd, I can tell you that much. But it was the song Written in the Stars by Tiny Tempa. I just absolutely loved that song when it came out. And that was my favorite theme, like, for a pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view theme? You're putting me on the spot here.
It's got to be something from Fozzy.
I quit the show.
Yeah, I know. existing.
Yes, existing with Rob. That is a tough question because I don't remember any. And if I don't remember any, they weren't that. I mean, they were good, but like they weren't, you know, as. Like, I know the thing that always comes to mind are songs that had, you know, songs that were a part of a video package for a certain rivalry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you always think about, you know, Limp Bizkit with the WrestleMania 17. And, you know, the Rock and Stone Cold match. You always think about that. And, that is an excellent, excellent question.
I mean, I also like the Weeknd songs that they've had for the past couple of WrestleManias. But the thing is they WWE will bury them into the ground, like, and beat them like a horse. It just they play them and play them and play them. So that's the biggest problem.
You know, on while we're on the topic of music, thank you, Eric, for the super chat. So I don't think that we talk about the awful generic music that WWE has been producing.
Oh, God.
I mean, not them. Like, that's, I know that we bitch on the show a lot about this, but I don't think it's enough.
That'll offend more people than the ring talk.
Yes, because...
Christ.
So, Ricky Saints, okay? Let me be completely transparent here. Ricky Saints is a perfectly acceptable name Okay. But because Ricky Starks is so good, and I was emotionally invested in the Ricky Starks character and everything that Ricky Starks was a part of in AEW, because I was so emotional. Yeah, I started talking about Ricky Saints and my voice leaves. So because I was so incredibly invested in everything that Ricky Starks did over at the other place, and now all of a sudden I'm upset that he's no longer Ricky Starks, he's Ricky Saints. Okay, so let's say that it's because of the football team. Okay, so I don't care, and neither should the rest of the world that is that has nothing to do with the States. And the rest of the world also watches, you know, wrestling. So, Ricky, if you take Brian Pillman Jr. turning into Alexis King, I don't mind because I was never invested into the Brian Pillman Jr. character in AEW. And that's probably why I wasn't upset with the name change. I'll tell you what I was upset with. I was upset with Butch. I was upset with Gunther. Oh, man, what else was I upset with? I do not get Mia Yim turning into Mitchin. I do not get that. I don't get the Io Shirai turning into Io Sky. I just get none of these. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
So I also don't understand Bron Breakker being Breakker and not Steiner. But I respect the fact that he needs to get away from, you know, the thing. So that's fine. It being spelled with two K's is the weird part, okay?
Yeah.
So, Ricky Starks' theme was the best. So, they played a certain theme during this week's contract signing for NXT, where, they're still not mentioning Ricky's name. They're not. And I'm like, okay, this has to be on purpose now. And at the end, when he signed the damn contract, the camera zooms in and it's Ricky Saints. And I'm like, eternal screaming.
Like, damn it.
So I don't know if this, the theme that they played during his entrance in NXT was the actual theme that they're going with. I have no idea. But I hate it and I want it to die in a fire, the theme. So what do you think about all of this?
Well, I mean, talking about the music, I think pretty much all the music sucks. I mean, for a lot of it, most of it. I'm looking forward to the day that they get somebody else to do their stuff. As far as, like, the name changes, I find it rather ridiculous, but there's always a method to the madness, usually, that makes it make sense. The Ricky Saints thing, that could be something where it could be a couple things. It could be that, you know, we don't know. It could be, like, one of those things where it comes down to a matter where Ricky Starks didn't want to give up his name, or maybe Ricky Starks wanted to change it. We honestly don't know. I mean,
but Ricky isn't a saint. He's naughty. He's a devil. Well,
I understand where you're coming from, but I mean that, and I don't think the thing is, we don't know like why they went that route. You know, we just don't. Yeah. But the fact is, it's a better name than it could have been worse. That's the best way to say it. It could have been a lot worse. Do I prefer that it should have been Ricky Saints? No, I think it should have been Ricky Starks is what he is known as. I mean, they kept Jade Cargill. But, I mean, on the other hand, they did change Brian Pillman Jr. So, to Alexis King. They can always change it back, you know? That's the thing.
Sure.
They can.
Sure.
I think from a standpoint, like from a merchandise standpoint, I found it kind of weird that they didn't go with it. But, you know, it's one of those.
I mean, Sean Spears came back as Sean Spears, not Ty Dillinger.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a perfect way to look at it. I don't know. And I mean, he is the fan of the football team in New Orleans.
Yes,
so.
Of course, that is absolutely correct. And I suppose that this is where it comes from. Again, I'm saying the name is perfectly fine and perfectly acceptable. I'm gonna need some time to. I'm going to say Ricky Starks a lot for quite some time.
Well, I think
quite some time.
Yeah. And the good thing is, if it was Vince, his name would be like Oliver Humpeldickle, you know? So I think
it's a win.
Did
you make this up right now? Or was?
Yeah, I just completely made that up.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's fine.
Yeah,
so. The truth is that after the whole Walter and Gunther thing, I just decided to pick my battles when it comes to, you know, name changes and everything. He's the same person. Like, the moment he got, he was completely right when he said that it felt natural. Like, you know how Kevin Owens is always telling the truth and he's saying everything that we're thinking as we're watching the show? This is Ricky Starks, but in a Ricky Starks way. No, this is Ricky Saints in a Ricky Starks way. This is the best way I can express myself. He was like, "Oh, things are so crazy here. What is like?" And the way he was talking to Ethan Page, he was like, "Why are you so, why are you so pissed all the time? Look at you. Yeah. Like, look at us. Like, why are you so angry?" And this is yet another time in which Ricky reminds me of The Rock.
Yeah.
The exact same promo that The Rock had. Was it with Kurt Angle? He was like, "Why are you so angry?"
Yeah.
Was it with Kurt Angle? No, it wasn't.
It might have been.
I think it was Kurt Angle. Okay, that's so yeah. I everyone's saying that LA Knight is, you know, this generation's Rock, and I know that like there are a lot of people out there that are saying that. Please shut up, because Ricky is here now, and just I can't wait to see what he does in NXT. He belongs in NXT for now. I know a lot of people were, he should be on the main roster. No. He has a lot of work to do over at NXT. We are eventually going to get to Ricky Starks versus Carmelo Hayes, which is my favorite thing. And I hope that when this day comes, Carmelo Hayes has actually made a name for himself on Over and SmackDown. And this is long overdue, because I hate everything that they're doing with Carmelo Hayes, or not doing with Carmelo Hayes, because I know that he's been picking up wins lately on SmackDown, and I'm not going to be satisfied with the bare minimum when it comes to Carmelo Hayes, so I will keep pushing for them to actually make those wins matter and for him to be in a proper storyline.
In 2020, here's my prediction for 2025 for Carmelo Hayes. He will either become U.S. champion or Intercontinental champion sometime this year. That's my prediction for him.
I will not mind if he's actually the one to beat Nakamura.
Yeah, I'd like that. So going back to the Ricky Saints thing, So, like I've said it before on this show, I do the thumbnails for the post shows. So occasionally there's some that I make that I know that are not going to be put on. I do it mainly to try to either pop Kate or pop Sean. This is one I made the other night for Ricky. Well, it's not Ricky Stenicky. So, like that new John Cena movie, or newer one that came out on Amazon a few months ago. So, but yeah, I made that one that did not get past the clear. So, but yeah, you know what the thing is, is it the best name? No. But is it the worst name? Nope. That's
Yes, we're gonna again. It's just gonna take some time to get used to it. That is it. That is all I'm saying. That being said, because we mentioned Gunther previously, how is Gunther the heel?
Well.
How is okay? So he's like, Gunther performing for you people is like reading Shakespeare to a dog, and
A
I'm
lot of
there
people didn't
sitting.
like him using Zack Sabre Jr.'s line that I guess Zack Sabre Jr. had copyrighted. I don't know. But I look at it more like a tribute type thing. They used to tag team together, you know, they're friends actually. So
Absolutely.
I didn't look at it
Absolutely.
like he was stealing it. I think it was kind of like
No,
a
it
I think
was
it
a
was more
nod.
like a nod. I really do.
Yeah.
I think it was a nod.
That's how I saw it.
Because
And
if you think about it, he just lost the title, the New Japan title too.
stop
Sorry,
it.
I'm not trying to hurt, like put a to bur like to open the wound there. But I mean, that's the way I looked at it. That's the way I looked at
Yeah.
it. No, I was just about to. Carmella's supposedly a free agent, or her contract just came up.
So her contract ended?
I believe so. I think that's what Sean reported. Let me read it. We'll go to, since it's been reported already, and I'll read it. What's on Fightful Select, which you can get Fightful Select for $6 a month.
Please subscribe. You get a lot of accurate news from that.
Yeah.
Are you gonna read the whole thing? Please do not
I'll
read
read
the whole
part of it.
thing. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not much to really say, but so it's actually a co-report. It's two people, Matt, reporter named Masked J of PWN and Sean Ross Sapp have learned that former women's champion Carmella has had her contract expire recently and is technically no longer with WWE. That's really it. That's really there is all to it. They don't say
Okay.
that if they've tried to renegotiate or anything like that. So, not saying she's gone forever, but I mean, they didn't add that. I'm just adding that, but who knows? So,
Yes.
but there's that. Now, did you hear the newest thing with Shane McMahon?
Yes, I did, but I wasn't done about talking
Oh,
about
okay.
Gunther.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, we're gonna we're let me finish talking
Okay, yeah,
about
go ahead.
Gunther. We're
No, that's
gonna
fine.
finish with Shane O'Mac and just go because I want to go to the bathroom every time we talk about Shane. So like so yeah, Gunther was like I gotta give my props to Jey Uso. I could never get down through the crowd that smells so bad and everyone's booing him and I'm like, why are you booing the guy? Are you booing because he's right? Are you? Did you not like the one of the best wrestlers in the world telling you that you need to use deodorant? Because I had no idea that this was the case. Because again, as a bartender in a rock bar, of course I know. I'm really insulted when people visit our bar and they haven't showered or they haven't used products or everything because this is a fucking stereotype that I so hardly want to get out of. I want to break the stereotype that, oh, metalheads don't shower. Of course we do. Of course we do. And, like, it's people like that that make the stereotype real. And I do not want that. So I've heard the stereotype about the wrestling fan not bathing, taking showers and everything. I did, like, I thought that it was a myth because I sensed nothing of the sort. The first year I was at Wembley, granted, it's a stadium, it's open and everything. But then last year, before Wembley, I actually attended RevPro with our friend John Parker, and I hope that I get to go to a RevPro show again this year before Forbidden Door, if there is one. I'm pretty sure there is going to be. So we attended a RevPro show, and I almost died of the stench, okay? Do it for yourself. It is good for you if you take a shower and smell good, okay?
Yeah, I've heard.
Every Thursday, I talk on the phone with my best friend because this is the only day which both of us are free. And this Thursday, so practically yesterday, we talked half an hour about perfumes. She's into, you know, woody tobacco perfumes. As to me, it's all about vanilla with me. So you need to find your scent and just go with it. And just please, just do that. Just I cannot believe that this is the no. So long story short, Jey Uso versus Gunther and Charlotte Flair did choose Tiffany Stratton on this past week's SmackDown. So this is what we're going to get for WrestleMania this year. I think that none of these two matches will main event either night. So there you go. So let's talk about Shane. Thank God.
Yeah. So Shane McMahon. Fightful Select reported yesterday what the meeting that happened this past summer with Shane and Tony Khan, what went down. And boy, it was something. Anyways, let's get into it. And I will read this one because it's been almost 24 hours since it hit. So I will read this in full from the Fightful Select report and WrestleTalk. WrestleTalk was part of this report. So in the summer of 2024, they both reported that Shane McMahon and Tony Khan met in Texas. Since then, they have not heard any follow-up or plan to work together. On February 20th, former WWE broadcaster Jonathan Coachman on the Coach and Bro show said he had details about the meeting. Andrew Bedala appropriately summarized on X.
We love today Andrew. On the Coach.
Yes, he's awesome. We did a prediction show together. He says the coach stated that Shane McMahon during the meeting asked to have a meeting with Tony Khan. He asked for equity with the company, AEW, and he wanted to come in and run the entire show. He wanted to run the entire show, and Tony Khan ghosted him.
Okay, I'm pretty sore about the ghosting thing because this is what I'm actually upset about. You know, yeah. A guy ghosted me, and I think that's fucking ridiculous. But, like, this is funny while not being funny. Okay, so let's move on.
Okay. We can't verify the request for the equity part. However, we've heard a lot more about the meeting between the two sides. According to a source close to Shane, Khan did not follow up with Shane. That source also claimed that they could not speak on the desire for the equity, but that it seemed like Shane did want to run things, but didn't have the product knowledge or the familiarity with AEW or their business model. That source close to McMahon also said that Shane didn't seem to take it personally that that Khan didn't follow up after that, and that it seemed like Khan almost thought Shane was joking when he mentioned the possibility of running everything. Sorry, I'm trying not to laugh at this. The source indicated that he believed that Shane viewed his insight and abilities to run the show as valuable after witnessing years of fans and people in the industry wanting anyone but Vince in that role. There was never an expanded plan for Shane to appear on AEW TV or to be involved in the company. Those that we've spoken to within AEW say that Tony Khan hadn't spoken about it extensively outside of noting that the two sides simply met and are not working together. The source close to McMahon said that they spoke with a claim that they wouldn't rule out a cameo appearance, but it didn't think they would extensively do business together at this stage. Oh my god.
Hey, can I run your entire show? I have no idea what you guys are doing, but can I run the entire show?
My god, man. What in the hell?
Wow. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Man, that's something else. I'll tell you that much.
I will say one thing, though. I don't know if, you know, the conversations that they had were of a business standpoint. Mm-hmm. But if you're Tony, because we've heard a lot of stories by now about miscommunication being a huge problem within AEW between management, talent, and, you know. So yeah. I understand the weird things that Shane was aiming for, but ghosting people isn't really professional. Again, and this is probably just me being hurt from getting ghosted myself. So communication goes a long way, especially with your talent. I understand that TKO owes him nothing because they're not actually working together at this point. But yeah. Just, you know, as a whole, communication is really important.
Yeah.
I've been told. So yes,
Fightful Select can report. It is
Fightful Select can report that communication is key.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So. Also, thank you, Tony. Just.
All right, Maggie. Should we do some jokes?
Yes, please. You did promise.
Yes, I did. So let me grab those jokes here, wherever they went. Okay. So you know I have a history of not remembering some of these. If I told him, because it's been a while, so we'll see. Let me make sure we don't have any other super chats. That I see.
Before you start, because like Corey mentioned something incredibly important. Pro tip for the unhygienic: showers are essential, but don't stop there. Aftershave, hand sanitizer, deodorant, cologne, perfume also helps. Trim your nails and practice skincare routines too. Damn it. Let me tell you something about trimming your goddamn nails. Okay, trim your nails. And even if you trim them and they're still dirty, clean your fucking nails. No woman will allow you to finger her if you have dirty Jesus nails. So just clean your nails.
I was not thinking you were going there at all. If you want
to get some bitches. Clean your nails. This pisses me off, man. Clean your nails. You're not going anywhere near my VG with those No. Let's hear your jokes, Robert. So
hold on, my earbud fell out.
Okay.
Oh shit, where'd it go? Oh, hell.
Please trim your nails. clean your nails also. It is not that hard. Jesus. It is not that hard.
Wow. Okay, I can't follow that up. My God.
Please try.
Okay, so like I said, I don't know if I've said these because it's been a while, and I think maybe I have. So just work with me here. And they might still make you laugh anyways.
Yes.
What do you call a laughing motorcycle?
What?
Yamaha.
That's so stupid.
This one, I know it is. This one, I think I've definitely told you before, but we'll find out. What does an educated owl say?
Oh my God, you've said this before. What?
Whom?
Whom? Damn it, I forget all the time.
Did you know that there is a clinical name if you cannot sleep and all you do at night is eat? Do you know what it's called?
What?
Insomnomnomnomnoming.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What kind of shoes do chickens wear?
Oh, what?
Re-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And last but not least, Maggie, why do witches never wear panties?
Why?
To get a better grip on the broom. Yeah.
Guys, you can follow me on on Twix, Twitter, X, or whatever, if you guys do that, at Maggie_IK, on Instagram at Maggie.IK, and on Blue Sky at Maggie-IK. Please leave a comment. Hi, thank you for tuning in. Please leave a comment below after the show ends. It helps us out a lot with the algorithm. Please do not forget to subscribe to Fightful Select. Subscribe to youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked. And please leave a like on the video. Thank you. Rob, please.
Yeah, if we're still here next week, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob and on Threads at Fightful Rob. I want to say thank you for everyone that joined us. We love doing this show for you. Even it's a blast. So I want to say thank you for tuning in. And guys, you'll hopefully catch us here next week at 3 o'clock Eastern for another episode of Coexisting. It was a fun one, but we got to leave you now, unfortunately. Wish you the best. Hope you have a great weekend and you enjoy Smacketh Down. So we'll see you later. Peace out, homies.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. You can check out all our previous episodes on your favorite podcast platforms or youtube.com/FightfulOverbooked.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.